A swine flu outbreak in parts of India has so far killed more than 900 people. In one city, public gatherings have been banned. Those infected have included the junior health minister and the speaker of the state assembly. Around the country, there have been 16,000 cases detected since the beginning of this year. South Asia correspondent Stephanie March reports.
In hospitals and government buildings across India, face masks are becoming an unusually common sight. This is the deadliest outbreak of the H1N1 or swine flu virus in India since the global pandemic in 2009, which killed thousands across the world. The states of Rajasthan and Gujarat are the worst affected. Officials in one Gujarati city have banned public gatherings, except weddings and funerals, to try to stop the spread of the virus. Officials like Cabinet Secretary Ajit Singh have been trying to play down the death toll.
It is mostly those cases where treatment was not taken or given in time, and people did not go to the affected patients, did not go to the primary health centre or to the doctor. So there's really no need to panic at all.
While some state governments have now started health awareness campaigns, it seems not all are giving out the right information. The chief minister of the state of West Bengal told the media that swine flu is contracted by mosquito bites. Officials in the state of Arunachal Pradesh have reportedly banned the sale of pork, even though the virus can't be caught by eating it. Opposition parties in the media have blamed governments for not being adequately prepared for the virus. Dr. Vivek Singh is a public health expert from the Public Health Foundation of India.
If you look at some of the high burden states in the current outbreak, like Gujarat and Maharashtra, all the people at risk, like the health workers, they are all vaccinated in time. There is sufficient medicine available for people who need them, who are being triaged and categorized to need medicine. However, in India, different states could be in different stages of preparedness.
He says the misinformation being propagated by leaders is a problem, and it's evidence that India needs a better health communication strategy, not just at times of crisis.
At that time when people are in a panic, then the health communication strategy doesn't work effectively when you are trying to convince people in a panic situation. So there should be systems capacity to use surveillance data to talk to people regularly.
Swine flu testing at private clinics is expensive, costing up to $80 Australian. Dr. Singh says there are reports of people being exploited because of a lack of understanding of the virus.
I recently saw in some tabloid that there are agencies who are going door-to-door vaccinating people. And it is this lack of health awareness among the population that, you know, vaccine is not required by everyone.
Experts hope that the number of infections will slow down as the weather gets warmer. This is Stephanie March in New Delhi reporting for PM.